So today's speaker is Her Grace Sukheshwari Mataji. So thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable association. Now you can start the class, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I'd like to thank Vidyavilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity. It's possible because of her encouragement. I do not have any qualification to talk about Chaitanya Charitamrita or Mahaprabhu's pastime.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, sorry to disturb you, Mataji. Your voice is not clear. There is some background noise. So I request everyone to please mute your phones.
Is this better, Mataji? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear. Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much.
In a couple of minutes, I will actually, it'll get better, Mataji. So yeah, I'll just get started with Mahalakshmi. Om Jnanasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurodvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamadhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaparakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnava Shri Rupam Sagrijatan Sagana Darita Shri Vishakhantitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishapanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Om Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimat Radhanath Swaminiti Namine Om Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Priti Vilasi Mataji, may I please request you to read the verses and the translation, and I should be able to start the class in about 3 minutes. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji, can you hear me?
Yes, Mataji, we can hear you.
Yeah, sorry. I was just wondering if Jyoti Vilasini Mataji, is she she's on the call, right? Or if you all... can you all hear me?
Yes, Mataji. Yes. Yes, Mataji, I'm able to hear you.
Which verses are we talking about? I can read. Mataji, dear. Hare Krishna.
Mataji,
I cannot hear it clearly. Can you speak it a little louder and clear, please? Mataji? Which verse is it? I don't know if Priti Vilasi Mataji is there or not.
Mataji, I am on the call. Tell me the verse number you want to read. 2, 4, 4.
Oh, okay, then you can read. No, you can go ahead and read. I thought I didn't hear, so then I thought I can read. Okay.
Okay, I have the computer with me, Mataji. Which verse do you all want to me to read? Haribol? So Keshwar is on the call?
Haribol, yes. Mataji. Sorry, I got disconnected. Mataji, I was just saying that I will be able to start in a minute. I'm just almost reaching. But I just wondered if you could read the verses, the last 4 verses of the 20th chapter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mataji.
Yeah. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 20, 402. ए कृष्ण व्रजे पूर्णात्मा भगवान आरसव स्वरूप पूर्णाकार पूर्णनाम. Translation: Lord Krishna is the most complete supreme personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. Every elsewhere, all his expansions are either complete or more complete. 403. संक्षेप कही उन कृष्ण रस रूप विचारा अनंत कहिरे नारे हर विस्तारा. Translation: Thus, I have briefly described Krishna's manifestation of transcendental forms. The subject matter is such that even Lord Ananta cannot describe it fully. 404. Ananta sarupa krishnera nahi ekya ganana shata chandra nyaye kari diktarshana. Krishna's transcendental forms are expanded unlimitedly. No one can count them. However, I have explained simply a little glimpse, like showing the moon through the branches of a tree. Sorry, I think we have to start from 404, but it's okay, I'll continue. 405. Ihaye sune shune pade se bhagyavan krishne rasvarupa tatvera hoya kichugnyan. Translation: Whoever hears or recites these descriptions of the expansions of Krishna's body is certainly a very fortunate man. Although this is very difficult to understand, no one can nonetheless acquire some knowledge about the different features of Krishna's body. 406. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Translation: Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 20th chapter, describing how Sanatana Goswami met the Lord at Varanasi and receive knowledge of the Absolute Truth. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you.
Haribol.
I had to do that because I was driving and I couldn't read it. Thank you all so much for being on the call. And so these 4 verses are so beautiful. And the conversation between Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami has been amazing that we've seen. And so towards the conclusion, it is said that Vrindavan Dham is full of eternal bliss. Now these verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving us through his divine eyes a vision of the spiritual world, Shri Vrindavan Dham. Now Vrindavan is that place beyond the earthly pleasures that we are aspiring to achieve. You know, it's just that place where we all really want to be there. And where is that? It's actually beyond the heavenly pleasures, which is most pious of for all man to attain, and beyond the Brahmajyoti, the state of mukti, in which the jnanis, the impersonalists, perform lifetimes of sacrifice and enter. Now, beyond all these places, we have these beautiful Vaikuntha planets where Lord Narayana, the Supreme Godhead, is eternally reciprocating love
with his eternal servants. Now, Sri Vrindavan Dham is that place which is unique in all spiritual realizations. And if one very carefully studies, you know, when a person reads about these different kinds of teachings, realizations, they find that the atmosphere of love is revealed by Krishna. You know, the essence of sweetness in its most sublime personification, the personal exchange between Krishna and his eternal parts is what is the most important. Now, when Mahaprabhu was in Srirangam, you know, there's a very nice anecdote where he meets with Venkata Bhatta, who is a very, very great devotee. You know, we've heard about him. He's a very great devotee. And he explained to him what is a special feature that is unique only in the abode of Sri Krishna. And that is Vrindavaneshwari, that is Srimati Radharani, the goddess, the queen of Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mata.
We couldn't hear you, Mata.
Yeah. Sorry.
Are you back?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Thank you, Mata. So what is the difference between? So when Mahaprabhu is having this conversation with Venkata Bhatta, he says that he explains this most special feature in the abode of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. You know, she provides an intimacy with Godhead that cannot be compared to any other realization, you know, that, you know, you cannot see that in Vaikuntha, in the abode of Narayana. And of course, you know, it cannot be compared to any of the ecstasy that of realization, like, you know, anything to do with mukti or anything, you know. We're all in this material world. The material world is temporary and full of miseries. And when we are frustrated with this temporary material world, which is Dukkhale Mashashwatam, people just want to give it an end. They don't want to think of it. They just don't want any duality. So, of course, there are certain people, monists, who actually, you know, take up to the Buddhist concept or, you know, Shankaracharya's concept, and they head out there. But in these verses, we get to know that Vrindavan, where Krishna has his, you know, intimate pastimes with his devotees, is where the real, real pleasure is. The reciprocation of love of Godhead is found only in Vrindavan Dham. You know, we have a freedom. But the freedom, the absolute freedom of loving and reciprocation with Godhead, finds this combination in Vrindavan. So because in Ayodhya and in Vaikuntha, everyone is conscious that Narayana Rama is the Supreme Personality of God. They know that this person is the Supreme. But in Vrindavan Dham, there is no resident that in any way conceives Krishna as God. Now why does that happen? Because such conception, it actually interferes with the intimacy of their love. Now, the cowherd boys see Krishna as their best friend. If they all saw Krishna as God, they would not be playing with him. They would not be jumping on his shoulder or pushing him. Or they would not be, you know, serving him different kinds of foodstuffs or, you know, eating things from him or giving what they had eaten. Now, even in this world, you know, you can see that a more intimate relationship with your... You'll never see an intimate relationship with a servant or your friend. You know, this is like it's only if he's your friend. This is Sakirata. The deeper and the more inclusive than that of the rasa with being a servant. The intimacy of an elderly gopis and gopas is in the mold of that Krishna is their son. Now, like Mother Yashoda or Nanda Maharaj, they care for him. They think that, you know, if they don't feed him, they're worried about him. What will happen? He will die. I mean, if I don't take care of him, if I don't give him milk. And Mother Yashoda feels that, oh my gosh, you know, Krishna will not be able to exist. Now, the same thing is described, you know, when he kills the demon Putana. You know, it's a gigantic Rakshasi, and Mother Yashoda was thinking that it must be because of pious activities of Vrajavasi that God is so kind to have protected her baby. So she doesn't, she starts chanting mantras, you know, for protection of Krishna to every part of the body. Touching him with the nail, touching him with kushagras, touching him with cow urine and cow dung. She wants to make sure Krishna is protected. You know, this reciprocation is what Krishna wants. She couldn't find anywhere, you know, the other pastime that we can relate to it when Krishna ate the mud, and he had mud all over his mouth. And when Mother Yashoda, when Balram complained, Mother Yashoda said, okay, just show me your mouth. I need to see whether you really ate mud.
she couldn't find anywhere the dust. She fainted. Why? Because he was showing the Brahmanda in his mouth. Now, of course, Krishna didn't want her to be in that mood, because then she starts thinking, who is Krishna? And then, of course, Krishna puts her back in the yoga maya mode, and of course, you know, and then she again thinks that, oh my gosh, you know, oh, it's my baby, and he hasn't eaten much, and I need to feed him, you know, and take care of him, or get him nice clothes, or, you know, decorate him, you know, this is what she wants to do. But the most important thing in Vrindavan Das is the conjugal love of gopis for Krishna. This is something that is most inclusive of all relationships, of all rasas in Vrindavan, is Madhuri Rasa, the conjugal love of gopis for Krishna. They didn't care whether he was God or not God. They simply loved him because he was Krishna. Now it is described that the gopis' love for Krishna was in the spell of total infatuation. But unlike the love affairs in this world, there is not even the slightest tinge of desire of one's own sense gratification. Now, there is a huge difference. Now, in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, we hear, Urdhva Moola Madha Shakam Ashwattam Prahuravyam Chandasi Yasya Parnani Yastam Veda Savedavit. He says that the tree, the banyan tree, he compares the banyan tree that is reflected in the water as the material world. The person who is suffering it, you know, enjoying the material is just going around and round between the twigs, the branches, and in the tree. You have to get out of that reflected tree, climb up the shore, and get on the real tree. The real tree is the spiritual world. So everything that is, you're seeing a perverted reflection of what is happening in the spiritual world here. So, you know, for us, the love affairs in this world, it is just for sense gratification. Unlike the love affairs, the love that gopis have for Krishna, there is not even a slightest tinge of desire for their own sense gratification. They love Krishna to such an extent, they simply want to give pleasure to Krishna. And because Krishna is infinite, their love for him is also infinite. Because Krishna is ever expanding and ever increasing in every way, their love for him is also ever expanding and ever increasing in every way. Now, the greatest conception is to compare the love between gopis and Sri Krishna to the love affairs of this world. Now, because they are dealing with the spirit souls in their ultimate perfected condition of consciousness, they do not have material bodies, but pure spiritual bodies. And for the pleasure of Krishna, they are loving him in this most spontaneous, all forms of Lord. Now, it is of course described in Goloka Vrindavan. Since we read about Vrindavan in these verses, it's very nice to know that Goloka Vrindavan actually has three neighborhoods. One is Mathura, there is Dwaraka, and there is Vrindavan. They are all the supreme planet of Goloka. Now in Dwaraka, Krishna is worshipped in Swakiya Rasa. Swakiya means like, you know, by the queens of Dwaraka. But in Vrindavana, he is worshipped in Parakiya Rasa. And according to the greatest acharyas, this Parakiya Rasa must be understood very, very carefully. Now, why is it that needed? Because you need the guidance of a very learned and a realized soul. Otherwise, we are bound to commit offenses in our mind. Because we are still, I mean, at least I am still bound by the material modes, by my contaminated mind. So it is very necessary for me to understand any of this through a realized person or through scriptures in the right way. So why, you know, we all know why Lord Chaitanya appeared. He wanted to taste the sweetness of love of Radharani. In fact, the conjugal love affairs of Radha and Krishna and gopis are so grossly misunderstood by a common man. Although Krishna descended along with the abode of Vrindavan into this world, now just to attract us to these wonderful pastimes, people in Kali Yuga gradually became so misinformed, taking it so cheaply that Krishna appeared again to reveal the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. But in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Krishna himself. Now, he did it in such a way that he was a sannyasi. With the heart of Radha's love, he was manifesting her love for Krishna. But nobody could misunderstand in this form because he lived such a strict life. So therefore, the great acharyas explained that there is no greater and better way of understanding what is Radha and Krishna's leela. What is the leelas of the gopi and Krishna, no greater way than through the life and teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because if we try to understand through any other means,
we are very susceptible to committing offense or misunderstanding and having some tinge of feeling that this is an illicit affair of this material world. That's what we think. We can be thinking. It is a pure path. It is a pure spiritual expression, loving exchange of utter giving. They just want to give themselves. There is nothing that I am getting. In this material world, we always think about, maybe to some extent we have reduced because of coming to Krishna consciousness, but most people in the material world think, is what is it for me? So at the end of the day, it is the me, the my idea or I is the center of the whole thing. Now the gopis' love for Krishna was the highest of all relationships. Now they exhibited the supreme embodiment of vairagya, the renunciation. And that's the reason in these verses we saw that Vrindavan is most important. Now Krishna is simply giving 100% for the pleasure of each of such gopis. And the gopis are giving 100% of themselves for the pleasure of Krishna. Now although it appeared to be the activities of the spiritual body, in a sense these expressions were simply manifestations of the deepest love of the pure heart of the Jivatmas. Now of course, it is most holy and auspicious evening of Sharad Purnima, with Krishna on seeing the beautiful moon rising in the horizon. The moon that night had beautiful, it was so big, it was beautiful, it had golden reddish hue. And it is explained, Krishna wanted to satisfy his devotees with the highest of all relationships. And so the moon who founded the dynasty of Krishna, because Krishna was actually born in the lunar dynasty, was very anxious to assist the Lord by creating this beautiful atmosphere. And the whole sky was simply emanating the beautiful colors. Now can any of you guess what was going to happen? And he played the fifth note of his flute. And when that beautiful song of that air was in Vrindavan, everything, everyone became surcharged with ecstatic love. When that sound vibration entered the ears of the gopis, the damsels of the Vrajabab, they became so captivated that there was nothing or no one else that could divert their attention than meeting Krishna. Now it is described that some of the young girls who were unmarried and those girls leaving immediately whatever duties they had ran to meet Krishna, and some were married and having so many family responsibilities. Some were milking cows. They left the cows without even considering of what stage of milking process was at hand. Some of them were cooking milk, leaving the milk on the stove and went for Krishna. Some of them were breastfeeding their baby children. They put their children down to meet with Krishna. Some of them were serving their husband, their father-in-laws, their brothers, immediately without even consideration of anything. And of what they will think, they ran up to Krishna. They didn't even think about, you know, what to do. And the gopis of Vrindavan exhibited complete renunciation. They are simply, you know, when we discuss about them, it's more like they're embodiments of vairagya. Just for the pleasure of Krishna and service of Krishna, they were willing to detach themselves from those different forms of love, you know, whatever they had. The security of their homes they left behind. Each one of them went alone into the forest filled with wild animals. They were not even thinking about anything. The only thing was they had to please Krishna. It was a very, very dangerous predicament for a young woman who is chaste and is protected throughout her life. They knew they would never be welcomed home again. In fact, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that their husbands, their in-laws, those who are unmarried, their fathers and their brothers, they stood oftentimes with sticks and said, "You cannot go anywhere tonight. You must stay home." And yet somehow or other they got there by them, knowing that it's such a shameful condition, I will never be able to return. They even renounced the most sacred of all possessions of a woman, the chastity, the social image, was completely destroyed, and for the pleasure of Krishna. Now it is described that some of them, by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, were forcibly locked in rooms. They were locked. So you can imimagine that it is described that some of them, by the arrangement of Yoga Maya, were forcibly locked in rooms, so they couldn't escape. Those gopis, with such longing, with such intense feeling, they could do nothing but meditate in the core of their hearts and meeting Krishna and giving pleasure to Krishna. Now this is the highest form. You know, I know that many, many devotees, while they got to Krishna consciousness, they probably had a lot of, people against them to become Krishna conscious in their family. They probably had family people who are against them, or they probably still have concerns where they cannot tell much about their Krishna consciousness to their relatives. But when you see this in Golok, you know, this is the highest level. So, you know, it's the Parakiya Bhava, that, you know, the meditation, the, in their core of hearts, that these gopis had for Krishna was giving so much pleasure to Krishna. So, you know, we know that the groups of sages in Dandakaranya forest, they, you know, how they became gopis. There have been so many instances that we can look at. In truth, Krishna is present in everyone's heart. That makes them lovable. And that is a fact, because Krishna is in the heart of your child. You love your child. It is actually Krishna in their hearts that you love. Because Krishna is in the heart of your mother and your father, you love them. It is actually Krishna that you love. In a romantic relationship or relationship of a husband and a wife, the intensity of that love is that, is, you know, depends on, you know, when you are in a amazing relationship with a husband and a wife, or, you know, with anybody, it doesn't matter, you know, in any of the relationships that we just looked at, the intensity of that love is that they are both loving Krishna within themselves, because Krishna is all attractive, and because we are all part, because Krishna is he is all attractive, and because we are part of Krishna, it is that attractive quality of Krishna that attracts people to us. So we personally don't have anything. It's just basically Krishna. So the gopis explained, actually, that only one person we ever love is you. And the only person factually anyone can love is you. But unfortunately, because we do not understand Krishna in truth, our love is steeped in ignorance, and therefore we don't taste the sweetness of transcendental ecstasy in our loving relationship in this world. But actually, if you learn how to love Krishna, then you have loving relationship with everybody in this world. There is nobody in this world that you can hate. Now, it's simply the matter of being conscious of truth. The gopis were perfectly self-aware souls, and they knew. They knew that it is just Krishna that they had to put in, you know. Now, Krishna, of course, puts his devotees through different kinds of tests. And again, this is to just increase their complete commitment and surrender to Krishna. So what should we do in our lives? We should make Krishna the center of our life and perform all our responsibilities. Krishna's service is the only unifying factor of all our relationships. Now, even Rasa Leela is very instructive, because although in the spirit of gopis of Rajadam put aside all material attachments simply for the pleasure of Krishna, after they danced, they went back to their homes and performed all their responsibilities, loved their children if they had children, loved their husband, loved their parents, because they feel and experience Krishna in their hearts. But first and foremost in their life is that we must make Krishna the center. Whatever our activities in this world may be, they are perfect if we put Krishna in the center. That means Krishna's service is the unifying factor of every relationship. Let's take a perfect marriage. The perfect marriage is when a husband and wife simply exist together for the pleasure and the loving service of Krishna. If they do this, they will have perfect respect for one another, perfect compassion and sympathy for one another, because they won't see each other as an object of enjoyment. A man should see his wife as a sacred property of Krishna, and misuse his wife in any way, or even exploit their wife as per his own desire, is offense to Krishna. This is his property, not yours. Therefore, Krishna conscious marriage means utmost respect. So the same thing the wife has to consider. Now, gopis teach the householders the perfect household life, and the gopis teach sannyasis the perfect sannyasa life. The Rasleela of Lord Krishna, if it is understood according to our level of consciousness, according to the teachings of the great saints, there is great, great, great knowledge information that we can practically apply to our lives. So, you know, I just wanted to mention that it is so important that we understand, we should chant in the spirit when we're chanting. With this chanting, we should be conscious that this offering of our hearts, our offering of our love, offering of our life for the pleasure of Krishna. Can you say somehow or the other, whatever our state of awareness, whatever our conditioning is, some inconceivable will of the Lord that tonight, you know, we can think about it. You know, we do have situations in our lives this morning, this afternoon, this night, when we are trying to do our things, we can think about Krishna. Krishna is celebrating you know, he does celebrate Ras Lila. He celebrates different kinds of, we celebrate different kinds of festivals. So every day when we meditate on Krishna, it's a festival for us. If you properly hear the beautiful stories of Krishna Lila, you will be inspired to surrender to Krishna. You will be inspired to do something for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. And if that's not there, then we are not hearing properly. So the problem is more about our hearing rather than the content. So Krishna is eternally enjoying with Srimati Radharani, and he is allowing all of us to assist in this enjoyment by chanting the glories, by dancing for them, by showing our love. So let us really, really seriously and deeply ponder upon the good fortune that we have, and let's take full advantage of it. So I'd like to stop here, and I'm really sorry that I have a very limited time today, but I still didn't want to miss the opportunity to, you know, be able to understand a few of these verses, and I'm sure all of you know so much more than me, and guide me to understand these verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita better. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sakshi Mataji. Thank you so much for a very beautiful class. Towards the end, I really asked the point that you mentioned about hearing. It's about how we hear. Krishna's pastimes are so beautiful, but not so much about the content, but rather the way we hear. So I know the entire class is very, very beautiful. You said so many beautiful things. But thank you so much, Mataji. Anyone else has any quick questions or comments? I think Mataji has a meeting in a few minutes. So if anyone else has any questions, please go ahead. Thank you so much. Okay. So again, thank you all so much. Thank you, Pavitra Madhavi Mataji, Karmodaki Mataji, and everyone else who helped to organize the call, and everyone who joined and participated. Thank you, Sakeshwari Mataji, for squeezing in some time in your busy schedule and giving class from the parking lot. Thank you again so much. We can end the call. Once I call, Kataru Vesak, Rapas, and Goti Vacha, Patitanam Pavanebhya, Vaishnavi, Namo Namaha.